For us, whenever you're preparing for the unknown, right, we all, only thing we can prepare for is what we've seen on tape with the quarterback that they've had play over these first, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of the season. Now, the young guy gets in, we have to be prepared to adjust. So, of course, we'll go back and watch as much as we can on him from his preseason plays, but our focus will just be on structurally, like what they do as an offense.
All right, that is head coach DeMeco Ryans talking about the quarterback situation with the New England Patriots. Jacoby Brissett had been starting. There were some rumors and some thoughts that the Texans could be seeing a new quarterback on Sunday. And Tyler, you have the latest on that from Adam Schefter?
Yeah, we have some clarity. Adam Schefter is reporting that in week 6, as the Texans travel up to New England, the Patriots are in fact going to make a change at quarterback. Patriots are going to roll with first round pick Drake May to start Sunday's game against the Texans. Per sources, Drake May will now join Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix as the fourth rookie quarterback to start for an NFL team this season.
So they held him off for 5 weeks, and congratulations to you. You get a defense that just had Josh Allen go 9 for 30 for 131 yards. And no sacks or one sack, but hit a ton and looked like at one point may have been concussed, but apparently he passed concussion protocol. But Drake May gets DeMeco Ryans, one of the top five minds, in my opinion, defensively in the game, to go along with those sharks on the edges and the rest of that defense, Clint. So tough one to start. I may have rather taken the at-home game against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, and I feel
get that one out the way.
I feel for Drake May, because not only are you catching DeMeco Ryans in this defense, but he's the quarterback of really, I think, and I'm off the top of my head, I don't have all of them on it, but he's the most developmental, if you will, quarterback that was drafted this year. He's the guy that needs experience, needs to get a lot of work in practice before he sees the field on Sunday, needs to spend extra time in the meeting room. He needs an off season with a quarterback trainer to get all of it, with the right quarterback trainer, because I'm sure he's had one, but it hadn't done him a whole hell of a lot of good.
He said he was the least ready.
He's the least ready. Like when you talk about like mentally, physically, technically, mechanically, fundamentally, he is the least ready. And I don't even think it's close, because I'm thinking through Penix Jr. Obviously, he's 42 years old and played a lot of football. Jaden Daniels has played a ton of football before he got to what happened. Bo Nix is 42. Bo Nix is 43 and played a lot of football.
Your age. That's, I mean, your, think about, age, think about all those guys. 42.
Well, you know, but Bo Nix is obviously a player who's played a lot of football. I mean, you look at all these rookies, and you could see where in the right system they could probably survive and play some decent football with a good decent supporting cast. Drake May is still the guy that.
What does that supporting cast look like?
Who's?
This New England one.
Well, what's it look like since Brady left? Really, they ran the supporting cast that ran Brady up out of New England. It's still there. Might as well still be there. It's not.
They got your boy at tight end still.
Yeah, they still got Hunter Henry.
Yeah, they
signed another. I think they got two decent tight ends.
Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, good
bad.
Running back. Good
not
running
bad.
Back. Yeah. Now, you found any receivers yet? You want?
Got a DeMario Douglas. Actually, he is not bad if he's like the third guy.
Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne.
Could any of them crack the top three here?
Jalen Polk. Well, no.
Okay. Crack the top four.
Tyquan Thornton. They got Booty. They got Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah.
There was some promise from him out of LSU.
Yeah. There was some promise at LSU. Hadn't seen much since. Look, it's rough. It is he's not ready. He's the guy that misses the easy wide open guy. You go through your progression, and because your feet aren't in the right place, you miss the running back in the flats or the running back on the swing. He just is not ready to play. In every sense of the phrase, he is not ready to play at the NFL level. And now, all of a sudden, you're staring down the barrel of DeMeco Ryans, who is going to – I take DeMeco Ryans 10 out of 10 times versus a rookie quarterback.
You're going to get hit hard if you're playing against us.
Yes, you got to get hard. Stay hard. Now, there's no doubt about it. Bryce Young won a game last year against D'Amico. And then was it rookie year from a man out of Cincinnati that was in Atlanta? Was he?
I don't think it was Ritter's. Yeah, rookie year. But.
So I like D'Amico Ryans 10 out of 10 times against a rookie quarterback, especially one that's not ready.
This year, the Patriots have scored 16, 20, 3, 13, and 10.
Well, you got like. I haven't watched a ton of New England. I got maybe 10 or 12 snaps in me. But you listen to people that are watching the tape over and over and over again of every game, and they're at a point with Jacoby Brissett where they don't think he got anything left in tank. They think Jacoby's done. Can't make throws, can't move, can't, you know. So that this move is made more so because Brissett is incapable of playing the position at an average level, so they're going to go to this young quarterback who they planned on sitting the majority of the year. They're going to go to this young quarterback 6 weeks into the season against D'Amico Ryans because they have to, because Jacoby Brissett just can't get it done.
Tyler, what's the line on that? I wonder if it moves anyway.
Opened up at a touchdown.
Is that all it was?
Yeah, I'm almost positive it opened up. The line for this game opened up with the Texans favored by a touchdown in New England.
I wonder, does Jacoby Brissett not playing, does that give Vegas the thought that the Patriots have a better chance of winning this game?
Yeah, I wonder, that would be a real rich statement for me to make, having watched about 12 plays of them this year.
What you're saying and what you said everybody is saying, that sounds like they feel like, well, right now, if Jacoby's got nothing left, that this kid gives us a better chance to win because he can make some of these throws.
They run the ball, like they commit to the run. They've ran it well at times this year. Drake May, if you are able to run it at all, which you should be able to against the Texans, at least inside, downhill inside, you should be able to.